The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. It's 5:45, and it is 1 week from the last Wednesday you're working. The full week now. This is it. Next week will be Friday, Wednesday. I can't wait. I'm excited about that. Remember when you were in school and stuff, and it felt like Thanksgiving was just a forever vacation and never, ever showed up, and now it's like, slow down.
And it was for me in college, because Thanksgiving, you wouldn't go back until the beginning of the year.
Oh, no kidding?
You had a six-week break.
They took everything off?
Yeah, they did trimesters.
Holy cow. Is that why you went to school there?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Actually, you just sold a bunch of people in Ohio University, Brady. No wonder you didn't go to Ohio State. They have to go back to school after the break. You were off until January?
Yep.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Man, a few more classes, you might have fixed that handwriting.
That's where I started getting into the reindeer business.
Eric's right. You should have taken those 6 weeks when gotten a tutor and taught you how to write like an adult.
Well, there's that option.
You just didn't take it ever. But yeah, you got enough out of the writing in second grade to go, I'm good here. It's a solid. Anyway, Thanksgiving. We're just very... unbelievably fast year goes by, and here we are talking about the turkey day. It's next week. So today, I always kind of think of that 1 week gap where tomorrow and Friday will be days we'll be thinking about the week ahead. So it's just everybody's kind of tuned out on everything already anyway. Last night I have hit a new loser status in life that I've never hit before. I've actually felt terrible where I had a nice little back treatment yesterday. It felt fantastic. It felt good. I was told to relax. I'm like, I can do that. I don't need help doing that. You tell me that, I will do it. And I hit the recliner, grabbed the PS controller, and
done.
Went into Red Dead mode. And you know what I thought in the middle of? Thought maybe a little hit of weed will help out on the back. You know, I'm having little back issues. You know, like little tight.
You passed
muscles.
Out, didn't you?
No,
so drooled all over yourself.
I just took a little. I just had a little bit. So there I was, no joke. Picture of me in the prime of my life, Brady. In the prime of my life, laying on a recliner with a PlayStation controller, a little bit high, with a load of pretzels on my chest, playing video games.
You're
for
moving
about
up.
6 hours. I just poured the pretzels on my chest. I'm like, that'll do. I'm laying down. I'm not going to reach.
And
into
that's
that.
What your 40s are
that's
all about.
That's exactly right. So I'm like, I was too lazy to reach into that bucket of pretzels. I'm like, just pour them on yourself. And then I just had a moment of clarity for a second. I looked down. I'm like, this is the saddest I've ever been. This is a repulsive version of myself. I have become everything I swore I would never be. I'm a little too high to get up. I've got tons of pretzels.
Wait a minute. You told Dan back in the day, like Dan always was on you about making something yourself and you'd have to get up early. But
yeah.
You
he's
do that.
Made it. He's
yeah,
made
you
it.
Made it. You're fine. Now you, know you can.
I appreciate the pep talk, but if you saw what I saw last night, you'd be like, man, oh, man.
You should take a picture of yourself, send it to Dan. Look at this. Look at this. You never thought I'd amount to anything.
Huh? 4 p.m. on a weekday. I've been laying down for 2 hours.
You showed him, John.
I'm covered in pretzel salt and dirt. A little bit high.
If he'd have done that at 16, he'd have yelled at you. Yeah, kicked your ass.
At 16, he'd have been right. At 46, he's fairly right.
And that's what you're picturing when you're laying down there. You're like, were you thinking about, man, imagine this. Just people that, looking for a job.
Yeah,
and they're in that position.
But see, that's the difference. They're not looking for a job.
I know.
That's the problem. If I'm out looking for a job, I don't have days like that. I wouldn't do that. But, man.
That's the dream, man.
Maybe it is. You know
it's
what,
the dream.
Spin me.
You're
spin me, boys.
You're living
spin
the dream.
Me.
Living the dream,
this
baby.
This is right. I'm the luckiest sumbitch on the planet. What'd you do with your day yesterday?
I played poker in Red Dead Redemption. I did the same thing.
I got a back massage and then laid down for 12 hours. Played video games.
It's a dream. Brady has his RV.
I ate barbecue
Grace
with Mark Grace.
Yeah, celebrities. Celebrities and barbecue. Brady's dream has come true.
Now imagine you and Mark Grace laying down next to each other covered in barbecue. And
just put it on your chest. There's no reason. Came close. The food coma was almost kicking in.
Put it on your chest and lay down with me here, Mark.
He would have.
I'll lay down with you, buddy. Yeah, hopped on. It was a pathetic version of me, but I really enjoyed myself. I thoroughly enjoyed my day.
And the listeners can do this, too. You can achieve your dream.
You know what? I'm not special. I was a D student. Eric's right. You can. I was a
you
D student.
You deserve that day every now and then.
I was a D student my junior and senior year of high school because I stopped caring. I was a straight-A student prior to that. I didn't even turn to drugs or drinking or anything. But now I'm a D student at 46, and I figured out what I should have been doing back then.
It can happen to you, too.
Skate by once you get comfortable. It's still tough. It's a tough image to shake, but I appreciate all the help you guys are giving me right now. It does. It makes me feel better. Because I started laughing like, this is really, John, really. Oh, and by the way, it was in the shirt with a picture of myself on it with the flamethrower.
Oh, nice.
Classy.
So if anybody came to the door,
would have something happened.
I'm like, hey, man, what? Hey, your house is on fire. No crap. What part? Because I got to get my PlayStation unconnected.
Any way you could keep it from coming into this side?
Get the garden hose, dude. You do it. You're covered in. What are you covered in? Why do you have a shirt of yourself?
You should go to a big Thanksgiving dinner with that shirt on.
I'm thinking about maybe. That'll be my holiday attire.
Just put a tie on and that T-shirt.
And maybe it is a bunch of people like, yeah, that Holmberg man. He's living the life. What you don't know is just laziness.
All you got to do is start growing out your fingernails and drinking milk all the time.
I've told people that. It's the only difference between me and Howard Hughes is the fingernails.
And the milk.
I like milk, but
the glass is full of urine.
Megan, that would happen if Megan didn't live there. I swear, if I lived by myself, I'd be like, at this point, I won't even reach into the pretzel bucket. I just pour it on my chest. Now the pretzel bucket's empty. Too much pee would go in that giant party-sized pretzel bucket.
Ah, oh, that's a life, man.
That's living, baby.
Knocks on the door. John, come on. We got to do that thing. Come on, buddy. Come on out.
It puts the milk jar in its left hand.
It's been three months.
It takes the piss jug. It has the piss jug. Go away.
You got the fireman's ball.
Go away, Noah. Takes the piss jug. It has its piss jug. Have you seen Holmberg lately? He shows up for work and he goes nuts at home.
If you start growing your hair out, then we'd be concerned.
Tripp asked me the other day, are you copying my hair? I'm like, no, I just haven't shaved in a few days. And I thought, oh my God, it's happened. I didn't even realize I hadn't shaved in like a week.
You grow that thing out, man. Ugh, that'd be scary.
Yeah, it wouldn't be pretty.
Yeah.
John? What's going on in there? Takes the piss jug. It takes its piss jug. It has a piss jug.
Why do you keep talking about yourself like that?
Go away, Noah.
Name's not Noah.
Yeah, it's, well, all right. Well, there you go then.
You're fine.
I'm all right. I'm good. I did watch a little NFL Network yesterday and laughed hysterically at the NFL's lies. Lies, I tell you. If this game in Mexico were the Bills and the Cardinals, they'd have let them play. It's the Rams and the Chiefs. You got 2-9-1 teams going to Mexico. They let them play.
Happened to the field anyway?
Okay, first off, you're soccer? Telling me. Rain, soccer, everything else. That's what they said. Oh, it's been so rainy. We couldn't possibly do anything. You're telling me in a week's time that they have landscaping problems they can't solve in Mexico?
Oh, that's true. Maybe they've all come here.
Yeah, maybe we've lost. All the landscapers are American now. Sorry. You're going to wait till you see the grass in Mexico.
We'll show them.
So all the bad landscapers stayed and all the good ones moved up here because Mexico has a landscaping problem that's going to cost them an NFL football game?
I never really thought of that. That is kind of shocking.
No way. That's not a thing. Especially when they announce it on a Monday and they've got 7 days to fix it.
So you think it's a conspiracy? Security issue or something?
The money stays in America for a game like this.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah, 9-1, 9-1, and you can put it in Los Angeles? Yeah, that's where they're going to put it. So they moved them to L.A. and said it was the field's fault. You've got 20 million Mexican people in Mexico City and one field. They'll fix that in a day.
Making a ton of money on that game.
I know, but if it was in the United States, you get United States commerce and United States everything in L.A.
That field has never missed an event for 523 years.
Yeah, it used to have all sorts of stuff. Back in the day when I don't know if the Aztecs ever fought there, but they used to.
Montezuma.
And the grass was just immaculate. Look,
given that thing to, you can finally fill the Coliseum because it's been a pain in the ass for them to try to get that thing to the gills. They'll get that thing filled. L.A. kept that, and the NFL's like, well, you know, it's the safety of our players. And on a Monday, you can't get Mexicans to fix a field. If it was soccer, you'd watch them do it. Stop it.
If they had a week, there'd be a new stadium.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've had guys. When the Mexicans show up at my house, I'm like, this is going to get done fast. They're workers. And you tell them, hey, we need a new field in by Sunday that looks good. Sunday? You be done Friday. Okay. And you'll be blown away. I had a white guy trying to dig a trench for electric in my backyard one time. And he got about 5 feet through the backyard, about a 45-foot run to dig. There was a gas line. And he's digging. He stopped. his ankle deep into the trench he's digging, just down to his ankles. He's barely in there. He goes, man, this is just impossible. This ground is, like, brutal. I'm like, all right. So they went to Home Depot and got two guys. Within an hour and a half, there were Mexicans waist deep in my backyard, just like gophers flying across my backyard. It was done in about 2 hours. They dug massive holes. And I'm like, that's how you do that. The white guy's like, I don't know how they're doing it. Same equipment, same everything. They want it done.
Yep.
They got to get to work. They got another job at 3 they have to get to. This needs to be finished now. It's unreal. So you tell me Mexico City's landscaping problem stopped a football game. I tell you, it did. NFL, I know what you're up to. You've got some sort of a financial gain here that you figured out.
It's greener over here.
I don't think they expected the Chiefs and Rams to both be 9-1. Good, yes, but not like... In the history of the NFL, it's only happened 5 times where 2 1-loss teams have played this late in the season. They got something brewing. Like, put that back in Los Angeles. Immediately put that in Los Angeles. Stadium Azteca, please. I guarantee you there's one Mexican guy standing there that they had to cut out of all the press conferences. I can fix it. There's no big deal. We can do it. No, the field's in terrible condition. The grass looks awful.
It's Mexico. That goes away in a day.
Instead, we're going to have a parade for the Raiders on that day. Why the game plays.
That's not a bad idea. Just send the Raiders down there. As a consolation prize, we'll let the Raiders practice out there. You guys are going to love that.
It's a meet and greet.
Oh, it's a good trade, huh? We get the Raiders. They're terrible, but they're still the Raiders, they say. Chucky!
Brent Musburger down there.
Adios mio.
You're looking live at Mexicans. Anyway, so I didn't buy any of it. I watched that for a few minutes before I went into my video game coma, and I was like, come on. How many times can we be lied to? Wouldn't it be nice if somebody just came on TV and said, man, the financial gains of keeping this one in the U.S. are just too good. It's a nice little bump. We'll go do Mexico another time. But instead of just saying it's the field, you don't tell me that. That's like, I don't know. It's just, it's an incredible lie.
Interesting how if they did tell it like that, their reaction. The public would have.
Yeah, we can make more money up here. I think people would, like, there'd be people shouting about greed, but everybody deep down knows they'd do the same thing. And they move stuff like that all the time when they realize, well, we can, you know, 90,000 seats down there, we can get 100 into the Coliseum. And they're giving away, you know, and they can also do their pat themselves in the back because they're giving a bunch of first responders free tickets. So they're giving firefighters, because they're going through so much stuff, first, you know, firefighters and everything else. But you're telling me for player safety, you're going to move it to where the air is unbreathable?
Yeah, what about that?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. For player safety, we're going to move the Chiefs-Rams game to Los Angeles, which, by the way, is completely on fire.
Well, it's 35% contained
yeah,
right
but
now.
Still,
so
that means more smoke. By Sunday, it'll just be choking down all the ashes and stuff. But that's all right. For player safety, we can't have them playing on this bad field.
Breathing isn't important.
Not at all. It's oxygen. We'll have tanks for them.
Full masks.
Yeah.
And they just play with the masks on.
Put the gear and the hoses. Illegal hosing. I like that call. Let's see what the move for that is. Anyway, I just don't buy it. So there it is. Take it from me. Dude with pretzels on his chest and a little bit of a slanted eye situation brewing while I'm trying to get Arthur Morgan over this bridge to buy gold bars. I can figure it out. I spent an hour of my life getting fake money trying to figure out the gold bars in the train wreck at the bottom of the bridge there, Brady, in Red Dead Redemption. You're telling me the NFL's not going to try to do that for real money? It was an hour of failing and failing until I figured I had to go up above the mountain. I had to go to a new location to get the money. Huh, sound familiar? If a D student laying in his own pretzel dirt can figure this out, so can you. And I don't mind it.
L.A. needs that money right now.
Yeah, they do. I don't mind greed when it comes to business like that. When somebody's like, we're just going to take it away from Mexico. It's not as lucrative. I don't mind that. Because it just became bigger somewhere else.
You can't say that, though.
Yeah, I know you can't, but you can do it.
Why even set the game up in the first place?
That's what I'm saying. Why do we do it? Because it's a money getter down there. You get all new advertisers down there for at least a week, and 90,000 tickets sell. They sell it out no matter what. So it's like no matter who the game is. So now they got two teams that are great that are going to sell out here. I mean, think about it.
Maybe they're bringing it over there.
For years, the Jaguars had a home game in England when they were winning 2-3 games a year. In the States, couldn't fill their own 64,000-seat stadium, but they go to Wembley and sell 110,000 tickets. That's a win for both the NFL and the Jags. Of course, the owners are like, we can do this. The owners don't want their teams to leave when they can sell just as many tickets here. That one's a joke. And you can't. It's just such an embarrassment. The Mexicans can't get the landscaping done in time. Stop it.
Did they say anything about also bringing it there to raise money for the like fire relief? Because a lot of people are donating money right now.
They'll do something like it. They didn't say that's why. It's a field, Brady. Mexicans are notorious for having.
I know. You think you'd jump on that though?
No landscaping.
The reason we brought it back.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because we want to. We got to keep it out.
We're LA strong.
Right. We do that a lot. We have that strong thing. Either way, even though it's Malibu, it's like 40 minutes north.
But it's close.
It's close enough. It's part of the family. It's a ridiculous
Malibu notion. Strong?
Malibu strong.
Oh, which is man, just, those would be.
How pissed off would that make everyone if Malibu's getting donations? And meanwhile, I don't know if you've seen Skid Row in Los Angeles here lately, but if people started to donate, you know, GoFundMes. There's celebrities are going GoFundMes on their houses and stuff that are like $12, $15 million houses.
Miley Cyrus.
And people are doing it.
Her house and with Liam.
Right. They lost their home.
Hemsworth, and they threw in another $500,000.
Yeah. They want a new home and stuff, which is great. There are people without homes in Los Angeles that like, they're just pushing and pushing and pushing under the bridges and things. Just disgusting problem they've got. You don't have homeless strong, but Malibu strong's a thing where the median income is like $210,000 a year.
Every house built in less than 6 months. It's amazing.
It's amazing how fast this thing's going to look. And the trees will be back in a year. You know why? Mexicans. They can rebuild Malibu in an hour and a half.
Created jobs.
The stadium can't be ready by
summer. That's where they all went to Malibu.
Yeah, they're in Malibu working for the Miley Cyruses of the world. And I'm telling you, it's meticulous. It's meticulous. You could get Disneyland's crew for one day, fly them to Mexico City and go, fix this. By 5 that night, you'd be like, holy crap, unbelievable.
And they threw in a castle.
Yeah, built some fun rides. They had time. Mexicans can't get the landscaping done in time. Go yourself, Goodell, you liar. It's 6:02. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we, for our Wednesday before the big week. I don't know if we got them all in for Playdio. We'll find out in a second from Toledo if it's all full up or not. But Playdio is right around the corner. Tripp asked me yesterday, he goes, when is that exactly? Said next Monday and Tuesday. Okay. And I said, what are you rescheduling your listening habits? Yes. Two spots left in Playdio, Toledo says. So we can get those all filled up. That's going to pop probably today or tomorrow. The bands have to get it in there. We'll give you the information in a minute. You give us a wake-up song, 585-9800, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.